Hi, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from UBC's Vancouver campus, which is situated on the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Welcome back to Horny Music. I'm your host, Stan. Each week, we'll be playing and listening to songs with horns in. The theme this week is Jorge Benjor, a Brazilian maestro who wrote many songs that many of us know, including Mas Que Nada, which we will start with now.
Pois o samba está animado, o que eu quero é sambar. Esse samba que é misto de maracatu, é samba de preto velho, samba de preto tu. Mas que nada, um samba como esse tão legal, você não vai querer que eu chegue no final. Oh, oba, oba, oba. Oh, aria, oba, oba, oba. Samba que é misto de maracatu, é samba de preto velho, samba de preto tu. Mas que nada, um samba como esse tão legal, você não vai querer que eu chegue no final. Oh, 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 aria, ara, oh, oba, oba, oba. Oba, 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 salva da cumbinda, cumbinda, poró da bonita, bora, bora, quando vão cá, tindom, tindom, nisso, a cumbinda, 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 cumbá.
And that was the original version of Mas Que Nada, which, if you haven't heard, I'm shocked. Anyway, today the theme is centered around Jorge Ben, or Jorge Benjor, one of Brazil's most prolific and brilliant musicians. He was born in Rio. He was working class to a stevedore father and an Ethiopian mother. We think, it's not entirely sure. That's what some people say. Anyway, I was listening to a podcast talking about him, and the guy was Brazilian. He was like, I'm not sure, because there wasn't much immigration, so it'd be very notable. Anyway, so it would have set him apart if it was true. He only picked up a guitar at 18, and he played percussion before that. And lacking classical training, he wasn't very technical in his playing, but he was really percussive, like rhythmic, and really unique in his style of playing. And Mas Que Nada was like his debut single, and The reason we know it, I've just remembered, is because you may know it, is because it was in a World Cup advert or commercial way, way, way later. And he blended so many different styles, like samba, bossa nova, funk, some Afro-Brazilian rhythms, into something completely unique, or at least, you know, people say that. He moved a lot and changed styles a lot. And there was a lot of, it's not a politics show, this isn't a talk show. There was a lot of protest music being made around the time that he was making music about the dictatorship and the, I'm not going to talk about that much because I didn't look into it too heavily. But he was critiqued, he was criticized for not making enough political music, but he made really happy music. Songs for the Joy. The next track is called País Tropical, and it's just about living in a beautiful, sunny country, having a beautiful girlfriend, just being an average guy, and having a good time. And even this they attempted to censor this song for reasons unknown to us. But this is País Tropical by Jorge Benjor.
Moro num país tropical, abençoado por Deus e bonito por natureza.
Mas que beleza!
Em fevereiro, tem carnaval. Eu tenho um fusca e um violão. Sou flamengo, tenho uma nega chamada Teresa. Sambaby, sou um menino de mentalidade mediana.
Pois é.
Mas assim mesmo feliz da vida, pois eu não devo nada a ninguém.
Pois é.
Pois eu sou feliz, muito feliz comigo mesmo. Moro no país tropical, abençoado por Deus e bonito por natureza. Em fevereiro tenho um fusca e um violão. Sou flamengo, tenho uma nega chamada Teresa. Sambaby, sambaby, eu posso não ser um bando líder.
Pois é.
Mas assim mesmo lá em casa, todos meus amigos, meus camaradinhas me respeitam.
Pois é.
Essa é a razão da simpatia, do poder, do algo mais e da alegria. Moro no país tropical, abençoado por Deus e bonito por natureza.
Mas que beleza!
Em fevereiro,
tem carnaval.
Eu tenho um fusca e um violão. Sou flamengo, tenho uma nega chamada Teresa.
Oh, tropa tropi, abençoado por Deus e bonito por natureza.
Mas que beleza!
Fevereiro, tem carna. Eu tenho fogo e o viol. Sou planeta, eu manejo a bateria. Sou planeta, eu manejo a bateria. Eu sou planeta, eu manejo a bateria. Eu sou planeta, manejo a bateria. Eu sou planeta, eu manejo a bateria. No meu Brasil,
moro num país tropical, abençoado por Deus e bonito por natureza.
Mas que beleza!
Em fevereiro,
tem carnaval.
Eu tenho um fusca e um violão. Sou flamengo, tenho uma nega chamada Teresa. A cuiquinha. Moro país tropical, bibi, abençoado por Deus e bonito por natureza. Esse bibi foi de campeão mundial. Em fevereiro,
tem carnaval.
Eu tenho um fusca e um violão. Sou flamengo, tenho uma nega chamada Teresa. Moro num país tropical, abençoado por Deus e bonito por natureza.
Mas que beleza!
Em fevereiro,
o violão. Sou flamengo e tenho uma nega chamada Tereza. Sou flamengo, tenho uma nega chamada Tereza.
Sou flamengo, tenho uma nega chamada Tereza. Sou flamengo, tenho uma nega chamada Tereza. Sou flamengo, tenho uma nega chamada Tereza.
Eu sou flamengo e tenho uma nega chamada Tereza.
That was País Tropical by Jorge Benjor. Something interesting about the period of time in which Jorge was making music that I found out yesterday is that there were a few TV shows in Brazil that were like the 1960s music scene in Brazil was like centered around. A bossa nova one, O Fino de Bossa, co-hosted by, I'm not going to do all the names, but Elis Regina and Ja Rodriguez. Jovem Guarda, which is the one that keeps popping up, which is like a Brazilian rock and roll show co-hosted by Roberto Carlos and his brother Erasmo, who are very well known. And O Pequeno Mundo, which was hosted by Ronnie Vaughn and became associated with Tropicália, which also got its own show later, Divino Maravilhoso. But they were these three shows, or the fourth in the end, apparently, and their hosts were like bitter rivals. If you went on one show, it marked you as belonging to that show, and you couldn't, you were like blacklisted from the others, apart from Jorge Ben, who, I mean, apart from one time when he initially appeared on Jovem Guarda or Jovem Guarda, he burnt bridges with the Bossa show, but repaired them. Anyway, all these different people, the All God Bosses, the Tropicalistas, the rock and rollers, all saw him as like a friend, as like a fellow traveler, and he was the only artist to appear on all four shows, which is really interesting. And we'll come back to him musically later. But this next track, Que Bandeira, is by an artist called Evinia, and she was on Jovem Guarda, and a lot of people were on Jovem Guarda, but this is Evinia with Que Bandeira. Was Que Bandeira by Evinia. You're listening to Horny Music on CITR 101.9 FM. We're going to pop back over to Jorge Ben now. with a track that you probably haven't heard but might recognize, because the next track is Taj Mahal from the album Africa Brazil. And if you've ever heard Rod Stewart's Do You Think I'm Sexy, you will probably recognize this track.
Princesa Nil Mahal, do amor do príncipe Shahjahan, pela princesa Nil Mahal, Taj Mahal, Taj Mahal, Taj Mahal, Taj Mahal.
Um monumento em homenagem ao amor, construído em 1040 no ano Égira. Um presente do príncipe Shahjahan para sua amada Nil Mahal.
That was Taj Mahal by Georges Benjour. Familiar. The track, Do You Think I'm Sexy by Rod Stewart, which did extremely well, nicked that chorus. it also apparently, I don't know if this was sampled. No, okay. Yeah, it also nicked, but like kind of legally, Bobby Womack's If You Want My Love put something down on it. But Georges Ben successfully sued. It was settled amicably in his favour, and all of the royalties from the track went to UNICEF, the United Nations Children's Fund. So, a happy ending for all, I think. But I didn't know about this, so that was cool. I think my dad messaged me after one of my episodes and said, oh, I've been looking into Georges Ben because I've not heard this track. Because we played... I can't remember what the name is right now, I'll find it later, but one of Georges Ben's songs as the Trespasser track of the week a few weeks ago, and it's a banger. Take It Easy, My Brother Charles, I think. And my dad was like, okay, let me read about this guy, this is cool, and told me that. And also that he'd written Masquerada, which I didn't know either. And I've listened to loads, especially the Sergio Mendes and Brasil 66 version. That one bangs. That's a really good track. Anyway, I mean, it's been covered 200 times. It's crazy. Speaking of covers, I try to avoid a person-themed episodes having too many of that person's songs. But I don't mind it if it's a cover of that song. So the next song is Chove Chuva, but it's covered by Miriam Makeba, who we will have more of in another episode, I think. There's a few of her tracks that I'm really fond of. But this is from the album Makeba Sings, and this is Chove Chuva.
Chove chuva, chove sem parar. Chove chuva, chove sem parar. Pois eu vou fazer uma prece a Deus Nosso Senhor, pra chuva parar, de molhar o meu divino amor. Que é meu talento que o infinito é puro e belo e inocente como a flor. Por favor, chuva, me amo demais, se meu amor é cheio. Por favor, chuva, me amo demais, se meu amor é assim. Chove, chuva, chove sem parar. Uma prece a Deus Nosso Senhor, pra chuva parar e molhar o meu divino amor. Que o meu tão lindo e mal que o infinito é puro e belo e inocente como a flor. Por favor, chuva, meu amor, e mais o meu amor.
That was Chove Chuva by Miriam Makeba, a South African musician. Again, we'll come back to her in a later episode. Really, really nice horns in that one. I was just grinning when they came in, partly because I was worried that I'd accidentally picked a version with no horns in, and so I was very relieved, but also grinning because the tone was lovely. Tone is a weird thing for a brass instrument to those... not in the know. Compared to, like, I guess, piano or drums, there's a lot more variation in how different people can make the same instrument sound, in my opinion. Because there's only so many ways that your fingers can play the... I mean, I know you can... The music itself can sound very different stylistically, but in terms of the tone of, like, a single note... I mean, there's a percussion instrument, so you can't hold a note. But with wind instruments, your lips and tongue and cheeks and, like, internal air cavity, like, becomes a part of the instrument in a sense, and really changes the sound. So I remember being complimented on my tone when I was, like, 12 or 13. I don't know why it was particularly nice, but then I got braces, which is... to the horror of any brass player, because when you play a trumpet or whatever else you play, but for me a trumpet, you push, well, you're not meant to push too hard. The worse you are, the more you push, really. But you're pressing a metal mouthpiece against your closed lips, mostly closed lips, because they buzz. The problem with that is that if you have big, nasty metal braces, they slice your lips open when you play the trumpet. So what happened was I just didn't really play for like a year and a half. I tried picking up trombone because a lot of people play like lower register instruments, like lower, they'll play lower notes because they have huge mouthpieces that actually almost go like around your lips. They're that big. Don't know why I picked the trombone though. That's a really hard instrument. You move the slide. I'm sure you can imagine playing a trombone, but with the trumpet, you either press a valve down or you don't, and there's three valves, and there's different combinations of those to make different notes. With a trombone, you just have to remember, you have to know in your muscles, in your like muscle memory, this very specific slide positions to get the notes, and that's so hard to pick up to begin with. So I think I was like, I'm going to start playing the trumpet after my braces are off anyway. This is really hard, and they're really expensive instruments. So I didn't keep that up. Anyway, my tone was way worse afterwards and it's never recovered. The tone in the last track was lovely, and that's what I had to say about that's all that on that. And I will be back after these PSAs and promos.
Works to enhance the coordination of trans health services across the province and offer expanded health services to support transgender communities. They are doing this by developing gender-affirming client-centered models of service, ensuring access to gender-affirming and supportive healthcare that is equitable and available, and supporting network development to make sure trans and gender-diverse individuals, their families, and healthcare providers have access to information, resources, and support. Check out phsa.ca. to learn more about this program and lend your voice to help create an inclusive and supportive system for trans members of our community.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. Remember Pilate from the New Testament?
What's this Pilate? He fiddled well.
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. 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 Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
Messed up playing the adverts to begin with there. Forgot to unmute the program that plays them. And that's radio, folks. This next track is one that I have sort of had in my library for ages. The first name on the track is Stan Getz, who is not Brazilian, but that's just because he played the saxophone on it. But it's with Louis Bonfa and Maria Toledo from the album Jazz Samba Encore, which just sounds good. Of course, there's going to be nice music in that, jazz and samba. And it speaks for itself, really. This is Saudade Vem Correndo.
Vai ver e vai voltar. E então você vai ver.
I love that track. It's such a nice track. It just like bumps really nicely. It's really gentle, but makes me move at the same time. And that's my professional musical opinion of that one. Next up, we've got a few tracks in a row that I don't know that much about, but like the sound of, which I think is fine to qualify that for being on the radio. And I also just bumped into someone, told them that I was, well, not just now, but bumped into someone, told them that I was doing a show about Georges Ben and Brazilian music in the like 60s to 80s and stuff. And they, in about 2 minutes, were like, oh, you should play this one and this one and this one. And I think I'm playing this one and this one, maybe not this one. And this next one is called Na Boca do Sol by Arthur Verochai, or Verochai. I don't speak Portuguese. That was Na Boca do Sol by Arthur Verochai, which I haven't heard before, but is sampled 30 times, including by like Lou Phelps, Snoop Dogg, Ludacris, Common, which is cool. I like finding, I'm really into samples. I love how much life. I mean, we did a show on David Axelrod, either last week or the week before. I can't remember. And that was the whole point of that one. He was like the sample king. A quick shout out to an event happening this weekend for those of you in Vancouver that like brass music or just like a good time. At Tyrant Studios on Saturday, April the 12th, starting at 9 p.m. Balkan Schmalken and Chopping Spree are playing. Balkan Schmalken are headlining. I've missed these guys twice. Seth, who sometimes joins me in the studio but can't be here today, shout out to Seth. I love Seth. Saw them, rated them very highly, and I trust Seth, and you should trust Seth too, because he's got good music taste and likes a good night out, and he's also British. That's not why you should trust him, but it's an extra fact. But yeah, I was chatting to one of the guys in Chopping Spree, who's in my sociology class actually, and they also played last weekend at the event on campus. But he was selling it. I think it's going to be a really good time. Just like, if you want to get out and boogie a little bit, just throw your head around, throw your limbs around, flail professionally. Flails successfully to a beat. Get yourself down to Tyrant Studios. It's $20 advance, $25 at doors, 9 p.m. this Saturday for those of you in Vancouver. Anyway, back to the show. We've got another track by Avinya from the same album. This is Soquero.
Só quero ver o que você vai responder quando eu disser que não acredito em palavra sua. Só quero ver o que você vai responder quando eu disser que o seu amor é mentira pura. Eu já cansei de perdoar, perdão não se dá tantas vezes, vá se arranjar no outro lugar. Só quero ver o que você vai responder quando eu disser que não acredito em palavra sua. Só quero ver o que você vai responder quando eu disser que o seu amor é mentira pura. Eu já cansei de perdoar, aqui pra você nunca mais eu vou deixar você. Só quero ver o que você vai responder quando eu disser que não acredito em palavra sua. Só quero ver o que você vai responder quando eu disser que o seu amor é mentira pura. Só quero ver.
That was nice. I like that one. I hope you did too. The vibes are good today. I handed an assignment last night. I spent 14 hours in the library yesterday working on a comic, which I hadn't done before, a 4-to-6-page comic. And my girlfriend at the end was like, have you noticed? Because I was talking about how I didn't expect it to take that long, because I've also spent weeks on it. So I thought that I would just spend a day finishing it off, but I barely got it done, and I submitted something I wasn't very happy with. Have you never done a comic before? No. It takes so much more. There's drawing and writing, and it takes ages, and then people read it in like 2 minutes, which is insane. Anyway, the vibes are good today because I've submitted that. The vibes are also okay because it's not raining. Last week's show was, the sun was coming out, which was awesome, and then I didn't knock on wood, and it rained non-stop over the weekend on Sunday. Actually, I don't know. I'm not a weatherman. I'm a music man. Anyway, it rained loads and it was miserable. But I just really enjoyed that last track. I was thinking of something else and I forgot what it was. So we will skip. We'll move forward to the next track, which is E Voce by Dom Salvador and Abole Chao, which I have listened half of once. And so I'm going to be enjoying this with you guys, but it came on recommendation.
Eu não nasci na nobreza, por isso a pobreza não devo temer. Mas vou mudar o meu rumo, assim me acostumo a sorrir se perder.
Eu não nasci na nobreza, por isso a pobreza não devo temer. Mas vou mudar o meu rumo, assim me acostumo a sorrir se perder.
Ei você, venha logo pra me ver. Chegando pra saber a canção que eu fiz pra lhe agradar e depois minha história vou contar. Eu posso não ser esperto, mas sei que estou certo e sei onde ir. Eu nunca tive um centavo do amor, fui escravo da dor e desci.
Eu posso não ser esperto, mas sei que estou certo e sei onde ir. Eu nunca tive um centavo do amor, fui escravo da dor e venci. Ei você, venha logo pra me ver. Ei você, vá chegando pra saber
a canção que eu fiz pra lhe agradar.
Soundtrack to your life, perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV. My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, those forgotten classics that need a little rescue.
Come on, baby. Come on.
Monday, 7-9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Is the simple joy of riding a bike missing from your life? No worries. Ride On Bike Shop has got you covered. Ride On has the best deals in town for new and used bikes, top-notch servicing, and all the parts or accessories you've been dreaming about. Whether you've got a little one who needs to learn how to ride, or if you're about to go on the Tour de France, Ride On is the place for you. We'll also happily pick up your old bikes and recycle them back into the community. Located on 2255 West Broadway, we are open from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. from Tuesday to Saturday. That's R-I-D-E-O-N Bike Shop. See you there!
incredibly unprofessional radio DJing there, where I let the next song play for the entirety of the Exploding Head movie show promo. And it just sounded, it didn't clash because there's loads of sounds going on there anyway. So I was like, this is a lovely backing. And I was kind of zoned out. So spoilers for the next track. If you managed to pass that out of the promo, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. The show is Horny Music. Your host is me, Stan. And the theme for today is Jorge Benjó, a Brazilian musician, and therefore the wider theme is the music of Brazil between the 60s and the 90s. This next track is by someone I do know, Antonio Carlos Jobim, who is very famous for his version, which might... Okay, I'll get back to you on this one after the track, but The Girl from Ipanema, which we all know and love, or we don't know, but would love if we heard. But this song is called Agua de Beber by Antonio Carlos Jobim. That was Agua de Beber, or Drinking Water, by Antonio Carlos Jobim, who did write Girl from Ipanema. The Stan Getz recording became really famous. I didn't know that it is believed to be the second most recorded pop song in history after Yesterday by the Beatles. That's pretty cool. Anyway, that's how we know him. And the next track is the Tres Bracer track. If you're new to horny music, that is the track that doesn't fit the theme at all, but I'm playing anyway. There's one a week. It's how we got the theme for this episode, by playing one of those. And this week, the track is very different, very recent, compared to what we've been listening to today. It's by Jalen Nagonda, who I really like. You should check out. His track, If You Don't Want My Love, is wonderful. I really like this one. But this is called, it's come out in 2024, and this is called Illusions by Jalen Nagonda.
Sweet remind, nobody can do me no harm.
Nobody can do no harm.
Oh.
That was Illusions by Jaden Ngonda. I love that track. He's got a great voice and it's got great horns. And I was singing along in the studio. Which brings us to our final track. But before that, I'd just like to say, as always, that if you enjoyed, if you didn't enjoy, if you've got thoughts, comments, songs you want to play, themes you'd like to hear, local bands you'd like me to play music from or talk about or plug, anyone listening that plays a brass instrument or a saxophone in the Vancouver area, get in touch at Horny Music Show on Instagram and at hornymusicshow@gmail.com. Without the at the start, hornymusicshow@gmail.com is the email. And as always, I hope you enjoyed listening this week, and I look forward to being on the air next week. This has been Horny Music with your host Stan. The theme has been Georges Benjour, and we're going to end with a track that I am very familiar with because I spent about a year playing it on my trumpet for one of my grade exams to pass the music grade. This is Desafinado by Stan Getz and Charlie Bird. Have a great rest of the day, and I'll see you next week. Thanks for listening. Thank you.